USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A United States military aircraft carried the last American troops out of Afghanistan, marking the formal end to the longest war in U.S. history, but leaving hundreds of Americans and tens of thousands of Afghans to face a future of uncertainty and danger. At a Pentagon press briefing, General Keith McKenzie, commander of the United States Central Command.
Tonight's withdrawal signifies both the end of the military component of the evacuation, but also the end of the nearly 20-year mission that began in Afghanistan shortly after September 11, 2001. It's a mission that brought Osama bin Laden to a just end, along with many of his al-Qaeda co-conspirators.
General McKenzie adding talks are underway to get those out who could not make it to the airport before the deadline. President Biden set to address the nation regarding Afghanistan on Tuesday. USA Radio News.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
President Biden is keeping close tabs on Tropical Storm Ida.
We've got a million people in Louisiana without power, and some folks are still dealing with the storm surge and flash flooding. And there are roads that are impassable due to debris and down power lines.
Biden hosting a virtual White House meeting with governors and mayors in affected states and saying the federal government is fully on the case. Fewer Americans are signing contracts to buy homes. The National Association of Realtors saying pending home sales dropped by 1.8% in July. The group's chief economist calling it a sign the market may be starting to cool slightly. Meantime, the median price of an existing home jumped 18% in July. Your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell. The Dow losing 55 points to close at 35,399, the S&P rising 19 points, and the NASDAQ climbing 136 points. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
The rapidly spreading Caldor fire is forcing more people to flee their homes in Northern California. Emergency officials saying all of South Lake Tahoe Basin is on evacuation warning. Patients at the Barton Memorial Hospital in South Lake Tahoe are being evacuated. The Caldor fire has burned more than 177,000 acres with just 14% containment. Cal Fire saying nearly 20,000 structures are threatened. The Pentagon is continuing to assist those in Afghanistan and along the Gulf Coast.
The Pentagon airlift evacuations continue in Afghanistan with a 3:30 p.m. Eastern deadline on Tuesday. The Pentagon is also aiding the people of Texas, Louisiana, and Mississippi with relief efforts from the aftermath of Hurricane Ida. Joint Staff Deputy Director Major General Hank Taylor gives us details Monday morning.
On the Gulf Coast with Hurricane Ida, NORTHCOM, as of this morning, in coordination with FEMA and our National Guard, has activated more than 5,200 personnel in Louisiana, Mississippi, Texas, and Alabama in response to the hurricane. They bring a variety of assets, including high water vehicles, rotary lift, and other transportation capability to support recovery efforts. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is operational in New Orleans and is assessing the storm's impact. DOD stands ready to assist as requested by FEMA.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.